More mothers die in or shortly after childbirth in the U.S. than any other place in the developed world. Yesterday, we heard from KJZZ's Mariana Dale about what that looks like through the eyes of one Arizona family. Vince Garcia's 23-year-old daughter died last year after giving birth to her third child.
This moment that's supposed to be like such a happy time, a pivotal moment in someone's life, to be quite honest with you, I still don't understand. It makes no sense.
Garcia's experience inspired Arizona Senator Kate Brophy McGee to dive deeper into the issue.
What I subsequently discovered and was shocked by was the fact that maternal mortality is rising here in the United States to unacceptable levels.
So she authored a bill in the Arizona Senate that would require Arizona to change how it collects information about maternal deaths. It advanced yesterday, and KJZZ's Mariana Dale joins me now to talk more about this issue. Good morning.
Morning.
So we know that moms are dying after they give birth. Do we know why?
The short answer is no. Arizona has been examining maternal deaths since 2011. The largest single cause is cardiac and hypertension disorders, followed by hemorrhage. But as to why these very treatable issues aren't being caught, it's hard to say. Arizona experts are looking at how things like a lack of universal procedures for how hospitals deal with maternal health emergencies and access to prenatal care might be a factor, but there's not really a good answer to that question.
Okay, so we know that prenatal care you mentioned there can be essential in ensuring that you have a healthy childbirth. What do we know about how many moms go to the doctor before their child is born here?
There were almost 83,000 babies born in Arizona in 2017, and in about 8% of those cases, moms had no prenatal care. They showed up at the hospital. That was the first time they'd seen a doctor since they got pregnant. And going to the doctor before you have your baby, though, gives you a chance to make sure all these pre-existing issues you might have aren't going to affect your pregnancy, and you can learn about things how diet and vitamin can help you.
Okay. How are women who receive health care through the state's Medicaid program, are they eligible for prenatal care?
Yes, and that's really important because more than half of women who give birth in the state are covered by access. But right now, this neonatal coverage doesn't include visits to the dentist. That's something lawmakers are trying to change. This might not seem essential, you know, getting your teeth cleaned. But yesterday, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee heard from Nathan Lepp about why it is important. He's a doctor who cares for babies who are born prematurely.
There have been studies and reports that correlate poor oral health, periodontal disease with preterm birth.
And pregnant women are more likely to experience these dental problems. Aside from human reasons for wanting to lower the number of preterm births in the state, there's also an economic reason. It's often extremely expensive for the state to pay for neonatal care for those babies that are born prematurely. Paying for dental visits could be a more cost-effective solution.
Okay, so Mariana, as you were reporting this story, were there any statistics that really stood out to you when it comes to maternal deaths here in the state?
Yeah, health experts broke down maternal death rate by ethnicity, and it is clear that women of color here are much more likely to die after childbirth. This is in line with the rest of the country. The Arizona moms that have the highest risk are Native American. They're 4 times more likely to die than a white woman after childbirth.
Okay, so what is the state doing about all of this? Not just about Native American women who are dying, but about all maternal deaths here in the state.
Regardless of where this pending legislation from Senator Brophy McGee goes, the Arizona Department of Health Services continues to study this issue. There's a volunteer group of public health professionals and experts. They meet every month. Sheila Scholender is an assistant director at AZDHS. She says that a big part of these meetings are actually examining these individual maternal death cases.
You can paint a much more robust picture of what happened in that person's life and what systems may have broken down.
What are some of the systems that we're looking at?
One they're trying to assess is whether hospitals have procedures in place to care for moms that are having these health emergencies and whether they're actually practicing those procedures. Collecting all this information, making sense of it, and coming up with best practices hospitals can follow is a work in progress.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thank you for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.